This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. 7 U.S. soldiers and an Iraqi interpreter came under fire while on patrol in a Sunni insurgent stronghold south of Baghdad today. The attack left 5 dead and 3 missing. NPR's Anne Geralds joins us from Baghdad. Anne, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
And describe the situation there as you know it.
Well, 7 soldiers, as you say, and an Iraqi interpreter were on a patrol early this morning when units nearby heard explosions. They couldn't immediately get to them for safety reasons. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, intelligence from an unpiloted drone confirmed 2 burning vehicles. The quick reaction team did find 5 of the patrol dead, with 3 missing. It's not clear, though, who is dead and who is missing because the bodies were burned beyond immediate recognition. Troops are now searching for the 3 missing using drone planes, jets, checkpoints. Soldiers are also asking local leaders for information. Now, these soldiers come from a new command set up in March to deal with the belt along the south of Baghdad and further to the south. It's an area about the size of West Virginia, where both Sunni and Shiite extremists are operating. The new command has lost already 20 soldiers in less than 2 months because of violence there. It's not clear yet who and what caused today's attack, Sunnis or Shiites, but the commanding general, Rick Lynch, has said both Sunnis and Shiites in his area are using more and more of the particularly deadly and sophisticated roadside bombs, which can penetrate armor. The U.S. says the technology for these or the roadside bombs themselves come from Iran. They're not easy to make. Mm-hmm. And General Lynch warned last week, making news, he warned of escalating American casualties as more American troops are on the ground and more are out on the ground, not sitting in their bases.
And are these the first U.S. soldiers reported as missing in action in this war?
No, but there haven't been many instances. I can think of, 2 in the last year, maybe. Mm-hmm. A handful of soldiers were kidnapped in a brazen attack on a meeting in the governor's office in Najaf about 4 months ago, and they subsequently turned up dead in the desert. 2 American soldiers went missing about a year ago in the same area. There was a massive search, and they, too, were found dead.
And is violence growing outside of that area that's surrounding Baghdad as well?
Yes. As the number of American forces has increased in Baghdad itself and Anbar province to the west, radicals in the Sunni insurgency and the Shiite Muslim militias have moved into the east and the south to areas where there have been fewer troops. General Randy Mixon, who's in charge of the area north of Baghdad, was unusually frank in a briefing to the Pentagon on Friday, saying he does not have enough troops now to deal with the escalating violence, and he was scathing about the Iraqi government's performance. This frankness, I have to say, is incredibly rare.
And NPR's Anne Geralds in Baghdad, thank you.
Thank you.